Presentations. Explanations and presentations, general. This lesson will give some guidelines on how to explain something and how to speak during presentations. Because I cannot be specific to every topic, I'll choose general ones. You should primarily be looking at the structure and style for this business English lesson. It is understandable if you feel nervous or uneasy about having to explain something in English. Because English is not your first language, it is very difficult. However, in the office, you will be in many situations when you have to explain something. Here are three tips to make your explanation or presentation easier. First, you should not talk fast. I work in a large company with many different people from all over the world. The hardest time I have when listening to someone is when they talk fast with a bad accent. The problem they have is that they are fluent and comfortable speaking English, but they do not realize how bad their accent is. If you speak slower, you can avoid this problem. Unless you are certain that your accent is understandable, always speak a little slower. Second, you should speak clearly. Say each word clearly and emphasize the important words. If they don't understand every word in your sentence, they will understand the whole meaning with proper emphasis. Third, prepare and practice ahead of time. You should record yourself and listen to the recording. You should also get an American friend to judge you. This is a lot of work you have to do in the beginning, but this is very important. Even though it will make your presentation or explanation clearer and better, that is not the reason I am saying you should do the recording and getting a friend to listen. The reason why this is so important is because you are laying the foundation on proper communication in regards to intonation and pronunciation. For example, if you don't do this, you might think you don't have a problem and you will continue to practice incorrectly. Soon, you will be someone who can talk fast but have terrible pronunciation. You will become the type of people I described. Hard to understand. If you take the time to practice for several hours before each presentation, you will be practicing the correct way to enhance your English abilities. Explanation. The third step above is primarily for presentations. When you have to give an explanation, you might not have time to prepare for it. If someone asks you a question, you can't tell them that you will need 2 hours to prepare before answering. However, if it is work-related, you have the ability to anticipate questions ahead of time. Think of your area of expertise and list many questions you have heard from coworkers or friends. If you speak in your own language, you know exactly how to say it without preparing for it. But in English, you don't know where to begin. List all your answers out and learn how to say it in English. If you do this, then any time you get asked a question about your area, you can quickly respond. Here is an example with more tips. Can you explain the process of selling a house and the cost associated with it? You can either sell the house by yourself or get an agent. Since most of the people use an agent, I will explain that. The first thing you need to do is find a seller's agent. The agent will list your house on the market. After the house is on the market, people who are looking to buy a house will find a buyer's agent. The buyer's agent looks through the list of houses for sale posted by the seller's agent. The buyer's agent shows your house to potential buyers. When someone makes an offer, the buyer's agent will let the seller's agent know about the price that the buyer has offered. After everyone agrees, the house is sold. The price associated with selling a house is based on commission. The seller's agent will get an average of 2.5% of the selling price, and the buyer's agent will get 2.5% as well. If the price of the house was $300,000, then each agent will get $7,500, costing you a total of $15,000. Your first reaction might be, "When am I ever going to be able to say all this at one time?" But it is much easier than you think. I'll explain further. We have someone asking about selling a house or something. We have to explain the process. Even if you don't know the process of selling a house in America, you can use the same guideline for your area of expertise. If you can say each sentence individually, then you can say all of them put together. I start by saying there are a couple of ways to sell a house. Then the example says you will explain the more common process. From here, it is basically listing steps. Number one, the first thing you need to do is find a seller's agent. Number two, the agent will list your house on the market. Number three, after the house is on the market, people who are looking to buy a house will find a buyer's agent. Number four, the buyer's agent looks through the list of houses for sale posted by the seller's agent. Number five, the buyer's agent shows your house to potential buyers. Number six, when someone makes an offer, the buyer's agent will let the seller's agent know about the price that the buyer has offered. Number seven, after everyone agrees, the house is sold. Number eight, the price associated with selling a house is based on commission. Number nine, the seller's agent will get an average of 2.5% of the selling price, and the buyer's agent will get 2.5% as well. Number 10. If the price of the house was $300,000, then each agent will get $7,500, costing you a total of $15,000. This list seems pretty simple now. Each sentence is relatively short. There is no difference between the long paragraph and the listed out items. Both contain the same words. All I did was put them together. Finally, if you feel that you cannot create these sentences even in a list form, use an example that you are familiar with. I'm sure you will have an easy time creating a list if the topic is in your area of expertise. I recommend listening to the paragraph again. But this time, listen to the speed I talk. Also, listen to the pauses after each sentence. Notice that I don't have unnecessary words like and, moreover, furthermore, afterwards, and so on. These are good words, but you don't need them that much when you are explaining something verbally. Using pauses between sentences and speaking clearly and slowly is the best way to communicate an explanation. Presentation. Presentations are longer than an explanation, but it is easier in the sense that you have time to prepare for it. The biggest mistake I have seen is that people do not use short, simple sentences. Many of the best presentations from English speakers I have seen are those who use simple sentences that are easy to understand. Remember that a long paragraph can consist of 10 short sentences. It is still effective and much easier to say. Many times, a person will be using a presentation software like PowerPoint. If that is the case, then you should prepare your slides and a separate document with your sentences for each slide. You shouldn't read them, but at least it is there just in case you forget to mention something. Use it as a preparation material before the presentation and reference during the presentation. Each sentence should be step by step, explaining the content on the slide. I am not going to be giving an example because preparations are all different depending on the subject. But keep in mind the process I explained on the house selling example. Keep the sentences short, speak slowly and clearly, put emphasis on key words, and leave a short pause after each sentence. There are many times when you will have to explain something. Here are some questions you might hear. What did you do this week? What are you going to do next week? What is your schedule like for the next 2 weeks? Can you explain how to perform an evaluation for a partner feedback? How do I perform a refund for a credit card purchase? There are numerous questions like these you might run into. To answer all of them, just follow the list example. This week, I finished the analysis on Ford Motor. I started writing a report on international market penetration, and I showed our new employee how to use our software. This example is very simple. It is basically a list of three things. You don't need to include any words in between. You can use this same style of answer for many different types of questions. Next week, I have to finish my report, research information on GM Motors, and make a presentation on our market strategy. To perform a feedback on a partner, you need to specify who the partner is, what project they worked on, the outcome of the project, where they need to improve, and finally, what they did well. On the credit card machine, press the refund button. Then type in the credit card number and press enter. Type in the amount and press enter. That's all you need to do. Whenever you are giving an explanation, remember the easiest way to do it is by giving a list and putting them together. In order to be able to do this, you must know how to say keywords in your area of expertise. When you have to give a presentation, remember that preparing is the most important. As I said earlier, take the time on your first several presentations to record yourself and find a friend to listen to your presentation. Finally, let's review the three key steps you need to remember when giving an explanation or a presentation. Don't talk fast. Even people with perfect English have this problem. Talking fast is not good when you are explaining something or giving a presentation. Talk clearly. Making the words in each sentence clear will help anyone to understand you better. Prepare and practice. This is the most important. As time goes on, you will realize how much your preparation will help you with your overall English skills.